I actually wrote the story and produced Indiana Jones. I didn't actually direct it. It was that other guy that looks like me. I'll give you two things. One which I've answered a few times here around the table, so I figured I'd share it with everybody, which is, you know, how did I end up where I am? When I was in high school, I was a consummate underachiever. I hated school. I loved to build things. I loved woodworking. I loved working on cars and engines. Worked in a foreign car service, and all I wanted to do was race cars. Right before graduation, I was in a terrible automobile accident and was almost killed, and as a result of that, sort of sat in a hospital for a long time thinking about my place in the world, and decided that I would give education another try, and took my very bad grades to a junior college and discovered social science, the humanities, became very infatuated with anthropology and psychology, and suddenly found something that I really loved. Did very well. And then when I graduated and I was about to go on to the last 2 years of college at San Francisco State to get a degree in anthropology, my best friend, who I'd grown up with since I was 4 years old, said, you know, come with me to Stockton. I have to take a test to get into USC, and I don't want to do it alone, and come on, just take the test with me so I don't have to be there all by myself. So I said, okay. So I went up there and took the test, not thinking that I'd pass, but I did pass, and actually I got accepted at USC, and I said to my friend, well, now what am I going to do? I said, I really like anthropology, and I think I want to do that. And he said, yeah, but you wanted to go to Art Center. You really wanted to be an artist, and you know this is your second choice, anthropology, and I did. I wanted to be an artist, a photographer. I'd done a lot of photography, and I wanted to be an illustrator. But my father said, there'll be no artists in this family. You know, that's a horrible way to make a living. And if you want to go and be an artist, then you're going to have to pay for it. And he knew me well enough to know that I wasn't about to do that. I will take the route of least resistance. I had sort of picked up my grades, but I was still a consummate underachiever. And so he said, well, you know, SC, they've got a department there of photography. I said, oh, that sounds good. He said, it's easier than PE. You'll love it. I said, well, okay, maybe I'll do that. So I went down there, and it wasn't a school of photography. It was a school of cinematography. And it wasn't actually a school of cinematography. It was actually a school of cinema where you learn to make movies. And I said, this is insane. You mean you go to a university and you can learn how to make movies? I never heard of such a silly thing. So, and I hadn't really paid much attention to the movies when I was young. I sort of watched a little bit of television stuff. Went and saw Earth versus the Flying Saucers and, you know, Bridge on the River Kwai and a few things like that. But I didn't know anything about movies. And I got there my first semester. I had to take a lot of requirements, you know, Spanish, science, that sort of stuff. But I got to take two classes. One was a history of movies. And growing up in a very small town with one movie theater, I hadn't seen a lot of movies. And we didn't get a television until I was 10. So in those days, one of the main advantages of being in a film school is when you take a history class or something, you actually got to see movies that you couldn't see. It's an amazing thing, the world you live in today. You can actually go down to a store and just get any movie that's almost ever been made. And you can see it, and then you can actually have the filmmaker, you know, in the extra bonus disc, tell you how they made it and everything. That's basically what a film school was. Except you were surrounded by a lot of kids that sort of believed the same thing you did. So I got there and I learned about movies, which I really didn't know anything about, in terms of the history of movies, watching really great movies. And I had a production class, Introduction to Animation, where eventually they gave me 1 minute film, and they said, here, run the camera, you know, follow these instructions, move it to the right, move it to the left, move it up, move it down. And so I took that little assignment with my 1 minute of film, and I made a 1 minute movie out of it. I took a lot of still photographs and created a collage and a whole different way of doing animation and put a soundtrack to it. My professor was unbelievably impressed with it, and it blew everybody away in the film department, and they sent it out to festivals, and it won like 47 festivals. And I said, wow, I know how to do this. I'm actually pretty good. Matter of fact, I'm better than anybody here. I love this. You know, this, I want to do this the rest of my life. And so I was lucky enough to find my path, my passion. Before that, I had passions. You know, I wanted to be an artist. I wanted to build cars. I wanted to create things. But